Chris Sheridan covers the NBA and covers it for a number of years. Worked at AP, worked at ESPN. He joins us now. How are you, Chris?
I'm good, John. How you doing?
Listening
to your argument there, Ted Williams set a very high standard that everybody's going to have to measure up to on the last day of the season to win the batting crown and not make people upset. And I think that's what you saw with Reyes, but you don't want me to talk about baseball.
No, but I kind of do just for a minute. But I would respect him more, like, if he went in there. And, I mean, obviously the guy chasing him went 0-for-4, so it wouldn't have mattered. But to bunt for a hit and then go hide in the clubhouse, that's, you know, I guess it's the spirit of modern baseball. But Ted Williams and a number of other guys who just, you know, went out and got it done.
Yeah, he's gonna have, you know, it's going to be tainted. It's going to be a tainted batting title that people will remember, you know, as much for him walking off the field after one at bat as they will for him winning the batting crown.
Chris Sheridan, you've covered the NBA for a number of years. Are we going to play a season?
Oh, absolutely, John. I mean, you know, the more I talk about it and the more I write about it and the more that I talk to the people who are involved in it, you know, you ever heard of diminishing returns?
Yeah.
There's a point where there's diminishing returns. If the owners want to just keep taking more and more money out of the players' pockets, and they want to shut down the season or shut down a half season to do so, they're going to lose an awful lot of goodwill that they had built up, especially last year, but really over the last 3 years with a large group of fans who had become disconnected from the sport but then turned back because the storylines were so compelling, whether it was the Lakers-Celtics finals a couple of years ago or LeBron James' decision and then the Miami Heat making it to the finals last year. This is a popular sport, and they had a record year in terms of merchandise sales. Their ratings were way up. Their attendance was at an all-time high. It's not a broken business. And what they needed to do, or what David Stern felt they needed to do, and the best way to go about this, fixing their economic system, was to go into a lockout this summer, extract another $500 million or whatever the dollar total is going to be from the players, who are all they're doing is engaging in concessionary bargaining and giving back what they already have, and then get to a point like you did in the NFL where you make the deal and you save the season and you walk away with a hell of a lot more money than you would have if you didn't go into a lockout. And I definitely think David Stern is following the NFL model, and I think that's why we're going to come out of the negotiations, maybe not this weekend, maybe not as soon as Monday, but pretty soon with a tentative deal that'll take a couple weeks to put on paper, and then they'll be able to get the season started on time on November 1st. I sincerely believe that.
You've got your basketball website. I want you to plug that right now. When you talk about, you know, a guy who's covered the NBA, you've covered it for AP, covered it for ESPN. You're doing it in a different way now, and it's cool.
Well, I spent 6 great years at ESPN, and I spent 18 years before that at the Associated Press. So I've done nothing but work for big companies. When I left ESPN, I decided, you know what, I want to try to do this on my own, because there's a lot of ways that I think that you can do a website that's not cluttered, that still has great content, and that has a mix of good voices. And you know, Mark Heisler from the LA Times, he's in the Naismith Hall of Fame. He jumped on board, and I'm so pleased to have him. He's been covering the NBA. Put him and myself together, and you know, you got about 50 years there. And then I had Peter May as well, but ESPN told him he couldn't write for me, so that was unfortunate. But I also got a guy in China who's going to cover the American players in China, and I also got a guy in Barcelona who's going to cover EuroLeague and write for an American audience. So I'm going to be touching on a lot of different kinds of basketball. The focus will still be, of course, NBA. But, you know, I've covered a lot of field basketball, and there's an audience for it, and people like it. And also there's a lot of people that are curious about the players that are migrating over to China. You know, Stephon Marbury has done it, and this year Kenyon Martin and J.R. Smith and Wilson Chandler are going over there. And I'm going to give a good mix, but I'm also going to be the lead voice on it, and I'm going to see if this works. I like being my own boss, John, and after, like I said, 24 years of working for really, really big companies, it's a fun thing to be working for yourself.
What was it like to work at ESPN versus the AP?
Well, I would say, to be quite honest with you, I enjoyed working at ESPN a lot more than I enjoyed working at the AP. What the AP did teach me to do, though, was be a grinded-out journalist. The AP works their people harder, their journalists harder than probably any company out there, and they have a lot of good ones. And they're the world's, at least they were when I were there, they were the world's largest news gathering organization, and you know, they're the gold standard. ESPN has been the gold standard in TV sports broadcasting and breaking into the web and being being the go-to site on the web. And it's been beneficial for me in a lot of ways to be at both places. The AP turned, you know, taught me how to be a reporter, and ESPN taught me how to be a TV guy. And it's funny, I just made a deal today, and there's going to be a video on my website tomorrow, as long as everything, the software works all right. But it'll be 1080p video, and my website's going to grow and grow and grow, and I think it's going to be a good destination for people to get streamlined and good content and quality content. And again, the name of it is SheridanHoops.com. You can follow me on Twitter at SheridanHoops, and I link to all my articles on Twitter, and I don't clutter up Twitter with, like, what do I have for breakfast today? So give it a shot, folks. You might like it.
What did you have for breakfast today?
You know, I didn't have breakfast today, Don. I'm journalist.
That's why. All right, Chris, thank you so much for coming on, man. We'll bring you on throughout the season.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jonathan. Thanks for letting me plug the site. I appreciate it.